Hello and welcome to Novel Characters. I'm your host, War and Peace. Today, I'm being joined by four characters from two books. Gwendolyn.
Hello.
Cicely.
Hello.
Dr. Jekyll. We got a nod. He is here. Just would rather stay silent. And our last character, Mr. Utterson.
Hello.
So, we will be asking them each about three questions and see where our time is from there. But before we get started, today's episode is sponsored by Audible, the app where you can listen to a whole bunch of books, and for a low price of $10 a month, you can get one book on Audible, and there's so many more. You could listen to the classics like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, or even The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. There's endless possibilities when you listen with Audible, so go check it out. Alrighty, our first question is for Gwendolyn, and the question is this: why do you like the name Ernest?
Well, you see, I believe that I have explained it several times. It's the musical, just, when you say the word Ernest, when you say the name Ernest, it's just like music rolling off your tongue. And I believe that it inspires a certain, you know, it's so unique. And I just love it. That's all I can say. I just love it. May I just say something?
Yes, Cecily.
I believe that really I love the name Ernest more than Gwendolyn could ever love the name Ernest. Because I think it inspires a little bit of confidence. Like, when you think of the name Ernest, like, it's just, it's not like a boring old name. My dear, I quite agree. I didn't say it didn't inspire confidence. I just like the musical abilities with it. Well, I'm just saying that I think the name Ernest is more important to me. I've always loved it.
Cecile, your husband isn't even named Ernest, so how could you possibly love it more?
I've always loved it ever since I was a young girl. Oh, you're all of what, 18? I get to say I'm 20 at parties. But yes, I've just always loved the name Ernest, and I feel like, you know, the fact that Algie was willing to sacrifice to get christened on my behalf with the name Ernest just shows me how much he loves me. And, you know, sometimes in my diary, I still refer to him as Ernest. But don't tell anybody.
Alrighty. Well, thank you. And, you know, that works out nicely, because the first question for Cicely was also, why do you like the name Ernest? But it looks like we have already covered that. So, our next question will be going to Mr. Utterson. And your question is, what made you want to start your investigation on Hyde?
Well, it's quite simple, really. I actually was told about it from my cousin when he told me a story about the door. And, you know, it really sparked my curiosity, and it started to connect some dots with the case that
you know, I'd been riding his will, and it was always very peculiar to me that he would have such a weird will. And so, you know, that story he told was enough to push me over the edge and get me investigating. All right, thank you. So, we're going to go back to Gwendolyn for our next question. So, what's your opinion on your mother, Lady Bracknell?
Sweet Mama. You know, she's always been such a good example to me of what a strong woman should be like. We don't have to think too much, but we need to guide the men in our lives. And as Mama always says, if a man is away from his home, he's lost his place and is very unappealing after that. So, you know, really, I feel like Mama has guided me and taught me very well indeed.
Do you think she's smothering it all?
No, not at all. She has my best interest at heart. You see how it all worked out in the end?
But even when she forced you away from Jack and made you go wait out in the carriage.
Well, I found my way around that, didn't I?
Indeed you did. Alrighty. Our next question goes to Jekyll. And your question is, what drove you to create Hyde?
I did it so I could have an outlet to indulge my malicious side. It was a long-standing theory of mine that men have two sides, and I just found a way to separate them while still feeling the evil side and having the reputation of the more respectable half. But it soon got out of control, and, well, you all know how that turned out.
Thank you. Our next question will be going to Cecily, and it's a bit personal, but is there anything you wouldn't mind sharing with us and the audience from your journal?
I'd love to. Here we are. On the 14th of February, which, as we all know, is a day set aside for lovers, my dearest Ernest, well, at that time, I thought of him as Ernest, but really it was Algy. He was so sweet. So here we are. 14th February. My dearest Ernest has given me a new bracelet. It's a little bauble, but he's so thoughtful of me. He had our initials engraved on it, with a heart, of course, to represent his deep love for me. And may I interrupt?
Yes, Gwendolyn?
Well, I think it's quite silly. I mean, this is what you get from a 18-year-old girl, really. Ernest didn't buy her that. She bought it for herself. Did you know that? I think it's appalling, really. I can't believe you said that to me, Gwendolyn. Oh, we're sisters now. Nobody had to know that. You know how I feel about my diary. A journal is a girl's best friend. And one day, these musings may be published. And then everyone may read them.
Thank you. I know that was very tough for you to share something so personal and something that you wouldn't even share with Algy.
Well, he should buy the book.
Okay, our next question will be going to Mr. Utterson. Now, Mr. Utterson, what do you think the most pivotal break in the case was?
Well, it's quite simple, really. It all came down to what was said in the end from our letter from the good doctor and the very letter from Mr. Hyde himself. And, you know, both of these things were extremely influential on shedding light to the case, with both records really showing Hyde's true nature, that he was, in fact, you know, part of Jekyll, just released in the entirety, you know, consuming him as a being. And, you know, it was truly this that, you know, cemented the case. Like, I had my suspicions before from seeing him begin to transform in the windowsill when I was talking to him that one evening. But, it was the letters that finalized this for me. Oh, thank you. And our next question will be going to Gwendolyn. Now, Gwendolyn, what do you think might be the biggest problem in your new marriage?
You know, really, it's just, well, Ernest is so perfect and caring and thoughtful, and he just is head over heels in love with me, and I think that's the way it should be, don't you? So as far as problems in a marriage go, really, I think it's just been that Ernest is figuring out his relationship with his brother. You know, they didn't know they were brothers, and so he's figuring out those relationships as well as the relationship that he and I have. Because, you know, I don't want him always spending time with Algy. He's not a very good influence. I beg your pardon! Well, you know, he was the one that came up with the Bunbury idea. You know about the Bunbury idea, don't you? Have you heard of it, Mr. Peace?
I must say I have heard of it, but please do familiarize me.
Well, see, Algy had this idea where he would make up this Bunbury, and he would go off and leave whenever he needed to escape a situation that he didn't like. And so oftentimes with my dearest mama, he would tell us that his friend Mr. Bunbury was down with this or sick with that, and he must leave. And, so he's not a very good influence.
But didn't Jack also have a sort of Bunbury of his own going to the city as Ernest?
I think really he was in touch with his inner self, knowing that that part of him was missing.
Ah, yes, I see.
He's so perfect. He would never do anything wrong.
Absolutely every way.
His name is Ernest.
Do you think that communication or truthfulness might be an issue with having him lie to you as your first meeting?
As long as he does whatever I say, I don't have any issues with him.
Very good. Alrighty, our next question will be going back to Jekyll. Now, did your family play a part in your decision to create Hyde?
Yes, absolutely. If I tarnished my reputation, I would also be tarnishing the reputation of my whole family. I simply couldn't let that happen, so I created Hyde.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. Now, back to Cecily.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about Gwendolyn now that all of this has passed?
Well, you know, it's so nice to have such a dear older sister. I've always wanted to have an older sister. So, you know, it's water on the bridge. We just love each other, don't we, Gwendolyn, dear? Oh, yes, of course. Love each other, dear.
Now, you seem to be emphasizing a lot on the older. Are you trying to make a jab at anyone?
Oh, never. Never. I would never, never want to do that at all. I believe in being very upfront, very candid. If you're going to say something unkind, I believe you should always just do it and get it over with. Don't you?
Yes, it's a very good philosophy to have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Mr. Utterson, what do you think about the result in your case? Why, it's been an interesting ride, with full of ups and downs, and even that while when I got stuck with no leads, and it was only until the butler Poole came to me and took me into the home I was able to regain a foot in the matter. But now that it's all over, I must say I was absolutely shocked at the end. Like I said, I had my suspicions, but I never thought it would be as crazy as that. It was quite the turn of events, and I must say that I understand the reasons that Jekyll has done what he did, but I don't think him to be less of a man for it, but I do think that he may have gone about releasing his desires in a certainly interesting manner, and it ended up hurting a lot of people. So, yes, that is all very, very good and well. Alrighty, now, our last question of the day goes back to Jekyll, and since we are running out of time, this will likely be the last one. So, Jekyll, how do you feel about Utterson now that this is all said and done?
I've always enjoyed his company as a friend, and I absolutely appreciate his concerns for me, even though I might not have at the time. Looking back on the situation, I genuinely am grateful, which is exactly why I left him in my will.
Absolutely. Well, that is all of the time that we have for today, folks. So, thank you for tuning in, and a thank you to all of our characters for coming and answering questions today. And a big thank you to our sponsor, Audible. Please check that out and listen to some books, because they are wonderful and will open up a whole new world. So, that's all the time for Novel Characters. I'm your host, War and Peace, and I hope you'll be joining in next time. Goodbye and good night. And a real big thank you to my mom for playing Gwendolyn and Cicely, and my dad for reading the part of Dr. Jekyll. And I hope this wasn't too terrible for you, and I hope you have a good evening as well.